Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, it's Labor Day, and we are here in the studio with you, and we want to share with you, I'd like to share with you, some of the powerful DVDs that we've produced here at Bob Enyart Live. Now, if you listen via the radio and you've never watched any of our DVDs, there is a lot that you can enjoy. A lot of our materials are fun, entertaining. Some are downright side-splitting funny, laugh-out-loud funny. Others are simply entertaining and fun, but all are designed to be very educational. And do you know, if you purchase a DVD from us this month, of September 2011, that will apply to our telethon goal to stay on the internet for another year online with our archives and our live streaming and our websites and our show summaries. We need your financial support. And so I'm going to describe some of the DVDs we have, and you check off in your mind if you've seen these or not. And if you haven't, please consider calling us at 1-800-8-ENYART. And you could, of course, make a donation or a monthly pledge of $20 or more for our goals. Or you can make a one-time gift or get some of our DVDs. And that will apply to our goal of $20,000 for the month. So for starters, some of our classics. We have a DVD called Mount Moriah, Evidence for the Resurrection of Jesus Christ. Have you seen this DVD? Many unbelievers have watched this. Some have told us they watched it 2, 3, 4, 5 times. It's a 2-hour DVD. Some have told us they've watched it repeatedly, and each time they gleaned more and more about the evidence, the mountain of evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is our most important DVD because the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most important truth in all of human existence. So it could strengthen your faith, or if you have friends or relatives who are not believers, you could share it with them. People often don't mind popping in a DVD, especially something of interest like this, Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection, and they will see that there is a mountain of evidence that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and it is so rewarding to hear from people that they've watched this and they've become a Christian. And by the way, if you are an unbeliever and you'd like to look at this DVD, we will get it to you free of charge. You do not have to pay. Now, some Christians will hear that and they'll call in and they'll say, oh, send one to my cousin. He's not a believer. And we say, you violated the rules. You can't do that, because it's Christians who support this ministry who help us continue to reach out to more and more people with a biblical Christian worldview. So the first DVD, Mount Moriah, our DVDs are $25. They're $25, and of course, we have an entire DVD library. You could get every DVD we have for, what is that, $500? That's $500, and that would apply to our telethon goal of $20,000. So, but you could get one DVD for $25. The next I'd like to tell you about is God and the Death Penalty, and the subtitle really catches people off guard. New Testament Support for Capital Punishment. Do you know, if you went online and Googled three words, God, death penalty, that of the hundreds of thousands of web pages that Google says has those three words, God, death penalty, the number one ranked article is one that I wrote many years ago called God and the Death Penalty, New Testament Support for Capital Punishment. And thousands of Christians over the years, thousands have used that article and this DVD in order to understand that the New Testament strongly supports, advocates, teaches obedience to God and his command to put to death convicted murderers. The gospel of Jesus Christ is based on the death penalty. The death penalty is at the heart. Let me say that again. The death penalty is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when liberals want to convince you that there's something wrong with the death penalty, what's really motivating them is that then they could say there's something wrong with God's word, and there's even something wrong with God, because Christianity says that God required the death penalty in payment for our sin for those who would trust in Christ and receive eternal life. So God and the death penalty, New Testament support for capital punishment. You might be stunned to see how many New Testament authors, how many of the apostles, Jesus Christ himself, affirming the death penalty. And I tell you, as a conservative Christian, this really encourages us and gives us confidence when we speak toward public policy, because a lot of Christians in their heart, they sense that the death penalty is good because God commanded it. But then liberals or liberal Christians will criticize them and say, well, don't you know we're supposed to forgive and we can't judge? And Jesus said, turn the other cheek. And then the Christians are not sure how to respond. At one time, Pat Robertson on his TV show, The 700 Club, was asked by a young woman in the audience, was asked, as Christians, should we support the death penalty? And Pat Robertson was completely flabbergasted. He had no idea how to answer. And he went on for a minute and a half babbling in utter confusion, not saying anything. It's almost as though he was speaking in tongues, but he wasn't. And what happened was probably more than a dozen families from around the country, because we heard from a lot of families, mailed their DVD, God and the Death Penalty, to the 700 Club. And somebody made an outline and a list of the New Testament verses and shared them with Pat Robertson, somebody on his staff most likely. And a few months later, the topic came up again, and he listed off the verses one right after another right off of this DVD. So he didn't come across as biblically ignorant, but he knew what the New Testament says, affirming the death penalty. All right, so that's Mount Moriah, evidence for the resurrection, and then God and the death penalty. Remember, these are $25 each, and if you get them this month of September, that will go toward our telethon goal of $20,000. So just imagine somebody gets those two DVDs, that's $50 toward our goal. That's a lot of money. You know, every $200 is 1% of the goal. On the first day of our telethon, we brought in $1,300. That was 6.5% of the goal, and we got one subscription. So we got one out of the 50 that we hope and pray to get this month. So you could subscribe. Did you know that for $25 a month, we will send you automatically a DVD every month, a topical DVD? And if you added $10 to that, $35 a month, every month we'll send you two DVDs, two topical DVDs. The next DVD is titled Get Out of the Matrix. This one is so much fun. The subtitle, Bob Enyart Debates a Philosophy Class. I went back to Lansing, Michigan, and Michigan State University in Lansing, it's a typical college campus. And they have, of course, philosophy classes. Well, a student at one of the classes had asked his professor and received an invitation for me to go and address the class, which we did. And so I stood before the class for an hour and 15 minutes and attempted to refute the godless atheism that their professor was spoon-feeding them, and to provide evidence for the resurrection and for Christianity. And there was a handheld video camera in the classroom. The whole event was stunning. It was a stunning event. especially as the tension builds, and then I address the teacher, the professor, directly. I mean, it was riveting. The kids, the students, were riveted to their seats, and it's like a shockwave went through the class at certain points. And so it's called Get Out of the Matrix. Bob Enyart debates a philosophy class, and a lot of the questions and challenges that those students had that are spoon-fed to them from their godless public school, you know, college professor are the same arguments that you will hear from unbelievers, from even kids or grandkids, or from neighbors or coworkers or friends who don't believe in God. They'll say some of these same things because unbelievers tend to be not all that creative. God is the creative one. And so you hear the same argument. So you watch Get Out of the Matrix. You laugh. It's entertaining. It's serious. Maybe you take a few notes or not, or you just remember. And the next day, a conversation crops up, and you are prepared because you've thought through the issue. So Get Out of the Matrix. Bob Enyart debates a philosophy class. Then our fourth DVD is A Bible Tour of Israel. This DVD, now we won an award for this. It's called the Golden Moses Award, and we won it from, actually, I don't think it's a real award, but there is a couple up in Fort Collins, Colorado, and they crafted a Moses Award, painted it gold, and it's standing in our studio with a Bible Tour of Israel DVD attached to it, and the Golden Moses Award. They were so taken by this DVD and so appreciative. And do you know, just in the last week, I've heard from a family in New Jersey who are watching this, and it was so moving to them that they've asked a friend who is very well studied on the Bible to come over to their house so they could watch it again and watch it with him. A Bible Tour of Israel, study the Bible on location with Bob Enyart. I've had the honor, Cheryl and I, of leading three tours to Israel, three busloads of Christians. And as we go through the country, we stop at biblically relevant sites and we study the scriptures and we see what is there. And you look at the archaeology, the history, the language, the culture, and there is so much there to this day in Israel that testifies to the truth of the story of God's word. It is fabulously encouraging. And when I first went, I thought it was all going to be nothing but tourism and commercialism, and that's it. I thought it was all going to be mostly just a scam. That's what I thought. I mean, I had read through Haley's archaeological commentary on the whole Bible and all the archaeological evidence that exists to document, to show that the story of the Bible is true history, but still I was not prepared for how powerful, how stunning, how significant the evidence would be. So our DVD, A Bible Tour of Israel, Study the Bible on Location with Bob Enyart, it's there for your enjoyment. People love it. And you know what we've told people for 20 years at Bob Enyart Live? Our resources come with a money-back guarantee. Now, I don't know if you buy a DVD of whatever movie, Star Trek, and you don't like it. I don't know if they'll give you your money back. Do they do that if you don't like the DVD? I don't think so. And I don't know how many bookstores, if you buy a book and somebody doesn't like it, they'll give you your money back. But at Bob Enyart Live, we have a 30-day money-back guarantee because we want people to be encouraged and blessed. And if they think something we're teaching is not true, it's not worthwhile, it's obvious, why did I waste my time, then they should get their money back. We don't want to keep that money. So our Bible Tour of Israel for $25 with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and in all these years, 20 years, and we have sold now, I think it's about 60,000 different items. our CDs, our Bible study albums on CD, and our DVDs and our books, about 60,000 items. And in 20 years, it's got to be less than five times that people have asked for their money back. Less than five times. Russ is here at the board. Russ, do you recall one? How long have you been here? Russ Holmes moved here from Alaska to be a part of our ministry. He's been working with us for 3 years, and Russ doesn't recall one. And there have been less than five. I think you could count them on one hand. Then we have live from Las Vegas. This is so much fun. So we go from Israel, Jerusalem, the West Bank, the Old City, to Sin City, Las Vegas. It's Bob Enyart debating at the Convention Center, live from Las Vegas. It's got a beautiful DVD label. By the way, the artwork on these DVDs, many of them are gorgeous. Just great artists who've worked with Bob Enyart Live. And as with almost everyone who's worked with us, our artists have done this as a labor of love. A labor of love. And how grateful and what an honor to have friends who work with us as volunteers to get the word out. And so this, live from Las Vegas, we offer. Now, you're in Vegas, right? So if you want to be culturally relevant, there's got to be a jackpot. So we tape a $100 bill to microphones at the convention center, on the floor of the convention center, and we got a big sign up, and it says, debate Bob Enyart for 3 minutes, and if you win, you get $100. And there are 30 topics on the board, 30 different topics that people could choose from, and the board indicates with an arrow up or down which position I take. And I take what I believe is the Bible's position. So live from Las Vegas, it's Bob Enyart debating at the convention center. And again, all these DVDs are $25. And if someone were to get four DVDs, that's $100. That's a 0.5% toward our goal. And do you know, eight DVDs would be $200? That is a full 1% of our goal. Could you imagine that? 1% of the telethon, and somebody gets eight really fun, entertaining DVDs that they can then share with friends or coworkers or relatives, believers, unbelievers. So, live from Las Vegas. And the next is Does God Exist? Volume 1 and 2. So this comes on two DVDs. Does God Exist is a seminar that I presented around the country, in cities around the country. I think this was recorded in Indianapolis. And there are so many interesting lines of evidence for the existence of God that we explore in this seminar. So this is a professionally videotaped seminar with all the images that I used in the seminar presented, and we look at evidence from psychology, believe it or not, because that's a biblical concept, the human psyche, and the study, the logos, the study of the human psyche, psychology, and how God made us body, soul, and spirit, and evidence from science, from God's word, the Bible, from archaeology, from history, from so many different areas of human endeavor, overwhelming evidence for the existence of God. Very encouraging. For a Christian, it strengthens our faith. And for the unbelievers that we know, it helps them so that they can see that there is a world filled with evidence for the existence of God. And, you know, sometimes there's somebody who, well, they say, I believe in God, but I'm not a Christian. And really, their belief in God is tenuous. So you show them evidence for the existence of God, and they end up becoming a Christian. Because what they really wanted was to feel confident that there is a God and they're not being tricked. Because once someone realizes there is a God, then they have a few choices, and it's Islam or Judaism or Christianity. And what's amazing is Jesus Christ said that if people didn't praise him, the rocks and stones themselves would start to sing. And the world, for the most part, the billions of people who don't believe in Jesus Christ, praise him. They praise him. And the scriptures testify centuries of prophecies pointing to Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Passover Lamb who died for our sin so that we could be forgiven and have everlasting life. So far we've talked about seven DVDs, one more and it'll be eight. And if somebody got all eight of our DVDs, all eight, well, you know what they would have? They'd have supported this telethon to the extent of $200, which is 1%, one full percent of our telethon goal. And so, of course, that would be extraordinary. All right, so here we have an eighth DVD called Eagle Eggs. When does an eagle become an eagle? On Bob and Yurt Live, there was a time when the studio was out in a field by the TV transmission tower. Literally, we had to go through a cattle gate to get to the transmission shed, and that's where we did Bob and Yurt Live from. And a farmer came by during the show. He said, Bob, I know that you aired the show live, and we had an eagle lay these eggs, and the eagle is gone, and we're worried the eggs are going to die, and we didn't know what to do with them, and we tried calling the zoo, and they're closed, so we thought we'd bring them to the studio, and maybe you could figure out what to do with them. So I thanked the farmer, and he left, and then we did the show asking the audience, what should we do? We called the Colorado Division of Wildlife, but there was no 24-hour emergency, we'll rescue eagle eggs extension to push. We tried the zoo ourselves. That didn't work. So eventually, eagle eggs, when does an eagle become an eagle? I thought, well, the worst thing that could happen is that these eagle eggs just go to waste. That'd be the worst thing. I mean, the best thing would be that they would hatch and we'd have two beautiful new eagles that God designed flying around the Rocky Mountains. That'd be the best thing. But apparently the mother's gone. There's no Denver Zoo officials to help out. These eggs are going to go to waste, and that would be a shame. So I thought, well, the next best thing would be to not let them go to waste. And so you might as well, I don't know, you might as well cook them. So we decided to cook them on a hot plate and eat them. And, oh, you should see how angry the liberals got. I mean, they were livid. And they were saying it's against the law to kill an eagle. So we asked, well, when does an eagle become an eagle? And the answer to that was fascinating from pro-abortion liberals. So that's eight. It's eight of our DVDs. Mount Moriah, Evidence for the Resurrection, God and the Death Penalty, New Testament Support for Capital Punishment, Get Out of the Matrix, Bob Enyart Debates a Philosophy Class, A Bible Tour of Israel, Study the Bible on Location with Bob Enyart. Live from Las Vegas, it's Bob Enyart debating at the convention center. That was so fun. And then Does God Exist, Volume 1 and 2. And finally, Eagle Eggs, When Does an Eagle Become an Eagle? Now, guess what? If somebody said, I'd like to support the Bob Enyart Live Telethon, I want to keep this radio show streaming over the internet, archived indefinitely until the Lord's return. I want to enable Bob Enyart Live online at KGov, KGOV.com, to continue to reach more and more people. I want to do that, and I'm not quite sure how. Well, here's one way. You can get eight of our DVDs for $200. You could just call up and say, I'd like the eight that Bob mentioned on his show. That would be so easy. Or you could call up and talk about with us, anybody at our studios, the DVDs we have, which ones interest you most. And you could get those BEL DVDs, eight for $200. These are the ones that we've produced ourselves. Or you could go online to kgov.com and just click on the store and click on the video department and pick whichever eight you'd like. And, wow, you could purchase them online or call us at 800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. And you doing that all by yourself will bring us 1% closer to our goal. And that's so exciting. Now, there are more DVDs I'm going to want to tell you about. And I'll just give you a sampling. All right. There's Video Fruitcake. You know, Christmas time, people send a fruitcake back and forth. And how funny that is. You get a fruitcake from your relatives. You put it in the freezer. In the next year, you send it right back. Right? Well, you can do that, or you can get our video fruitcake, Hilarious Liberal Callers, and send a video fruitcake, and the postage is less expensive. You save money. In ACLU, the ACLU debate, where I got to debate the director of the Colorado ACLU, Jim Joy, the executive director, on a public TV station in Denver, and it was a powerful debate where I forced the executive director, Jim Joy, to admit something he did not want to admit, that the ACLU's written policy is that they support the distribution and sale of child pornography. That's how godless they are, the godless left, the ACLU. And then there's Morality, a Testimony with Bob Enyart, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. Then there's The Bible, Divorce, and Remarriage, using passages rarely considered. You could read 5 books on divorce and remarriage in the Bible, and chances are not one of the 5 will deal with all the biblical material which we present here in this DVD, including Bible passages that are so important. So we're almost out of time. Do you know we deal with a heroin addict who repented in a DVD called Bob on Drugs? And then Defending the Faith, Apologetics with a Friend of BEL, Dave Spiegel. Did you know the New York Times had an article advocating infanticide, killing a baby after it's born in the first month, that should be legal? We have a DVD called The Planets, Stars, and the Bible. A debate with a leading evolutionist. Bob debates an evolutionist on junk DNA. And Terry's call on converting a homosexual. Terry became a believer after initially being very angry with us. And then Amy's call about witnessing forcefully. Amy was so angry, and there were people angry at us here at Bob and Yurt Live. And we said, you know what? We think Amy is now closer to becoming a Christian. And a year later, she called back in, and she had become a believer in Jesus Christ. So we have many, many entertaining and educational DVDs teaching us about the Christian life and a Christian influence and evangelism. So please help us out, kgov.com and 800-8-NYART.